can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
Well, good morning and welcome to Bird Watch. I'm Larry Long. It is 8:06 and a rather balmy 40 out there. Birdwatch is sponsored by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn located near Colden. And now here's your host for Birdwatch, Roger Taylor. Morning, Rog.
Hi, Larry. How you doing this morning?
Oh, good. And like having it a little warmer, at least.
A little warmer, like 50 degrees warmer. It's 40 outside.
Oh, isn't that something?
Was it raining when you came in?
Oh, not too bad. Really.
But it was. There was some rain coming down.
There was some rain, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to shovel that off your driveway. I got pretty tired of shoveling my front sidewalk.
I bet you did.
Yeah. Hey, we before we do the trivia question, we don't often do this, but we've got just a regular question. Mm-hmm. And let's talk to Liz in Portage before the trivia question.
Good morning, Liz. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I just want to have a comment and a question.
Okay.
Oh, I have a bird feeder in the backyard. You can't believe how many cardinals are out there. I counted like 7 or 8 females, 5 to 6 males. Gorgeous.
Wow, they're my favorite. I love cardinals.
Enjoy them while you have them.
It seems that they had a very good breeding season last year. I'm telling you, there's so many of them.
Well, and the flocks you see like this in the wintertime are the juveniles.
Yes.
And this is sort of like TGI Fridays for birds. They're all there scoping out potential mates. And your pair of cardinals who live in your yard permanently are there, but during the months where cardinals are silent and cardinals don't sing from about September till late January, but when the singing commences, that means your local pair of cardinals, the adult pair, are going to find all those other cardinals offensive.
Uh-huh.
Singing is how they mark their territory. And once they commence singing, the female will be shagging females out of her territory, and the male will want to get the guys to go somewhere else, too. But enjoy that cardinal flock like you while you've got them, because it's like having a tree decorated for Christmas.
Oh, it's beautiful. I've got burning bushes across the back, and when they're full of snow and you see the males sitting back there, they look more red than ever.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, now the question is,
yes.
I've got some birdhouses, and I feel bad because I pulled the nests out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, maybe I should have left that in there for the winter because they were using it when it was very cold.
Yeah. The last nest of the year, you should leave in the boxes until late February.
Oh, okay.
Now, if your boxes are in places where, with the deep snow we have, you couldn't get to them, then you did the right thing cleaning them out last fall. Because leaving the soiled nest in after the 1st of March means that birds will likely build a new nest on top of the old nest.
Oh, okay.
And that gets them too close to the opening and makes them prone to predation. And so if your boxes are out in the back 40 and they're difficult to get to when you've got knee-deep snow, then you did the right thing.
No, they're not difficult to get to.
Okay. Then had you left the last nest of the year in until late February, that would have been a good thing to do.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Liz.
Okay, thank you.
And, yeah,
Now, last year, wasn't it last year when the cardinals and that were like going bald from those mites and that?
That happens all the time.
I haven't heard about it this year like I did last year.
Well, you generally don't hear about it in the wintertime because the cold weather kills the mites off.
It was summer that it was happening.
Yeah,
okay.
And then by winter, the feathers grow back.
Okay,
You've got a good memory, Larry, for an old guy.
I do. Yeah, that's right. Now, did they have trouble with this past summer? Was it just this past summer?
Yes, it's all the time. Yeah,
right?
I am certain there were some birds someplace that had feather mites.
Yeah, it seems like within the last couple of years I started hearing about that when friends would post on Facebook and my bird feed these. Birds, they're all bald.
Yeah, they got black heads.
Yeah.
That's because cardinals have black skin.
Okay.
Hey, well, let's do the trivia question. Vultures are in the hawk family, and yet they do not have the strong feet that the rest of the vulture family does. How come? How can a family member be that different than all the other family members? And if you think you know the answer to that, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend. The only place you can get that is at Waddell's. You get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn near Colon. And if you take a buddy with you, your meal is half price. And you get a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar. And all you've got to do is explain why vultures are in the hawk family of birds, and yet they're the only family member that doesn't have really strong feet. And if you think you know the answer, 382-4280, 877-382-4280.
That is an interesting one. Let's see if Dave in Kalamazoo has the answer. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Good. Are their legs too long?
No, that's not the reason, but
okay.
Thanks for giving it a guess.
All right, good theory.
Yeah.
All right, we have Chris in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. What about the fact that they eat dead prey? They don't have to catch their prey live.
Bingo! We have a winner.
Hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, the stuff they eat doesn't move. And so they don't have to try to catch it and haul it away or catch it in the air. It's just laying there for them. And you got that exactly right.
Wow.
You get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend at Waddell's, a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, and a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar.
Do you know how many times I've tried and I've been wrong?
No.
They are tricky.
Many.
Several, huh? Well,
yes,
this,
thank you so much.
This one you got right. See, if you just keep trying, eventually the right question and the right open phone line come together.
And, I've learned so much from your show. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thanks. And thank you for listening. Don't rush away. We're going to send you back to our buddy Matt. He'll need some information from you, and then dinner for you and the birds is on us.
Yay, thank you.
All you betcha. Right.
Well done, Chris.
Yeah, second caller.
Yeah, and, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, they don't have to catch live stuff.
No.
Dead stuff just lays there very still for them. All they have to do is stand and eat. And do you know why they have bald heads?
Oh, no.
Because they eat dead stuff. And they stick their heads in places wouldn't really want.
Yeah,
stuck to your feathers.
I understand.
I just thought I'd share that trivia with you.
I get the point.
So now
right?
You understand their feet and their heads. River Lake Inn's chef Mark Bailey has three entree features for January. The first is River Lake Inn's signature Pittsburgh prime rib. It's a choice cut of prime rib rubbed with their special blend of herbs and spices and then grilled to perfection. And boy, do they know how to do that. I can testify personally to that. The second classic is prime rib with au jus. Third, succulent sautéed frog legs. All features come with a choice of potato and salad bar. No matter your taste or appetite, there's no better offering of quality steaks and lamb to fresh seafood than the River Lake Inn. Plus, River Lake Inn is well known for its exceptional buffet with selections to suit every member of your family. Make sure to save room for one of Anita's homemade desserts. This month's special dessert is a homemade fudge brownie sundae. Ooh, my mouth is watering thinking about that. Now's the perfect time to visit River Lake Inn and enjoy a wonderful dining experience surrounded by the most tranquil countryside in southwest Michigan. Watch from your table as the winter birds feed at their feeders and deer feeding under the lights. There's no place like it, the River Lake Inn. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com. Or give them a call at 269-432-2626. Need some fresh air in your home or office? Waddell's is where you'll find the best selection around of fresh, green, tropical plants. This week, all of your favorite room-brightening plants are 33% off. Did you know that studies have found that indoor plants scrub significant amounts of harmful gases out of the air through their everyday process of photosynthesis? Some of the best air cleaners that you'll be sure to enjoy include pathos, palms, peace lilies, ferns, and many others, and they're all available at Waddell's. Let their houseplant experts help you pick out the ones that would do best in the lighting of your home or office. And if you want something that can grow in a poorly lit area, try pathos plant and save 33% this week. A blooming favorite is the African violet. Violet plants come in an array of colors, and they're 33% off as well. The more vigorously your plants grow, the better job they'll do cleaning your air. Waddell's plant professionals are always glad to help you with your plant care questions. They can even pot them for you. So start cleaning your indoor air with beautiful quality plants from Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center. They're on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
I'm going to have that buzzard image conjured up in my head all day.
Which
Thanks,
one, the
Rod.
Bald head
yes,
or
the
weak feet?
Yes, the bald head. Grandpa John is calling in. Good morning here on the air.
Hey, Grandpa John, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. I've got a little bit different experience here at Hope Center with the my dominant cardinals are being dominant.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
Are they singing?
No.
Okay.
I was thinking about the cold and the snow. I haven't been able to get out like I want to.
Yeah.
So I moved my cave up to the back porch where I could watch the birds all day long.
Sure.
And I noticed that this one cardinal was driving all the other males off. So I shoveled out a longer spot, and I scattered the seed about, maybe 15, 16 feet.
Uh-huh.
And that way they spread out, and they were more compatible. But that one male, he would not let anybody else straight up underneath the feeder.
Period. Yeah, that's normal behavior in
yes.
breeding season. But
it's
sort of uncommon now. Perhaps a younger cardinal, and
it could be all the juveniles from their own brood, even.
Yeah, and sometimes the hormone levels are higher in some birds and in some people than others.
Yep.
And
I got one other thing, please.
Yeah.
I did hear a great horned owl.
Well, this is the time of year we start hearing that.
I know, but it's been so long.
yeah. I haven't heard a great horned around my place in years. Really not since I had a female who sat on my roof at night, and she'd been eating skunks. And,
well, that's part of the fair.
Yeah, and I had to have a can of pebbles to throw because, boy, did she stink. Hey, thanks, Grandpa John.
You're welcome. You can I get just a little quickie?
Sure.
There's vultures may be quite repulsive in a way until they're in the air. And if you sit and watch them and what they do with hardly any wing motion is just absolutely fantastic.
They're
something
the,
to watch.
They're the efficiency experts of the that whole hawk family.
Yep. They get somebody else on.
Okay. They frequently don't go to work in the morning until 10-ish. Because they wait for thermals to start rising so they don't have to flap their wings to gain altitude. And
they probably have the easiest pass of any bird. The more I hear about them, I mean, it's like they don't have to do anything.
Right. Ooh, there's something dead.
Oh, yeah.
Our phone lines are open, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. In the interim between calls here, thought we'd talk a little about birdseed. And this time of year, you really want to feed black oil sunflower seed predominantly. And the key to why Rogers Blend works as well as it does is not the name Roger on the bag. It's because the main ingredient is black oil sunflower. And that's what birds are looking for. And really what's missing in grocery store mixes is that black oil sunflower seed. Grocery store mixes are frequently half inedible seed. And if half the stuff in the bag is inedible by birds, then you're really paying twice as much for your bird seed as you think you are. And so buying your seed based on price, not such a good idea. Buying your seed based on looking at the ingredients and seeing that what you're buying is truly bird seed, not filler seed. What you don't want to see is milo, red millet, sorghum, buckwheat, oats. The worst product you can see on a grocery store mix is grain products. That means the seed mill really doesn't know what it was they put in the bag. It's just junk that came out of the bottom of a bin. And all that stuff is added so they can put in less expensive seed and sell it at what appears to be a lower price. But if half the stuff in the bag isn't edible by birds, then your seed is really twice as expensive as you thought it was. We got a couple of phone calls. Let's get to the phone while we've got time.
All right. We've got Jack in Kalamazoo. Good morning, Jack.
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Well, thank you.
I have a question on blue jays, please.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Both the, unlike the cardinals, both the males, the females are the same, there's the same color. There's no difference.
Right, right. Well, they can tell the difference between
sure
boys
can.
And girls. And blue jays think all humans look alike. But yes, the males and females are identical.
What is the reason for the cardinals being different then?
They're a finch, and all of the finch family, the females are more dully colored. I don't think that makes them less attractive. I think the female cardinal is really a beautiful bird. But all of the finch family, goldfinch, house finch, purple finch, cardinals, all of them, the females have less color. Why evolution worked in that direction, I don't have an explanation for.
Are ravens and hawks of the same family?
No. Ravens are a corvid, and they're related to crows and blue jays, not to the hawk family at all.
The blue jays are related to crows?
Yeah. Yeah, blue jays, magpies also, if you've been out west, they're a corvid and are related to crows.
Okay, thank you.
You betcha. Thanks, Jack. Have a good one.
You too, bye.
All right, now we have Ed out in Portage. Good morning, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Good morning, Raj.
How you doing?
Good. Question about the follow-up to the vulture.
Mm-hmm.
In Ohio, they make a big deal about vultures coming back to Hinckley, Ohio, at a certain date.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when is there a set date when most of the time vultures come back to this area?
No. Okay. And I don't know that there is in Hinckley, Ohio, either. A lot of it has to do with ground cover. And the vultures have to be able to see dead stuff. And they really have a very difficult time coming back until the snow melts off. And so a year when there's a lot of snow, their return is going to be delayed somewhat. And but so many vultures pass through Hinckley, Ohio, that there's undoubtedly vultures there on the day they say they return. I can't tell you what that day is.
No,
but the swallows don't return to Capistrano on an exact date either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're seen there days before and days after.
Okay.
Saying they come on the same day every year is a bit of a myth.
So we should not say, like we do with hummingbirds, we can expect them at this time or that time.
Well, in general, you can. Yeah. But even hummingbird migration is impacted by the weather of that migration. And if there are days of a northerly wind, birds don't migrate into a headwind. And so they will hold up and wait for the wind to get right. And so, yeah, you can say income tax day is a good day to start your feeder because that's right in the middle of when we first start seeing hummingbirds. But there's nothing magical on income tax day either with hummingbirds or taxes. So,
great.
Hey, thanks, Ed.
Thanks, Rod.
Have a good one.
Bye.
And speaking of hummingbirds, we are only about 6 weeks, maybe 7 weeks, ahead of the first hummingbirds coming across the Gulf of Mexico. By the last week in February, we always, always see hummingbirds arriving along the Gulf Coast, leaving Central America roundabout now and headed in our direction. And so starting at the end of February, hummingbirds.net is if you want to see spring approaching us on a map. You'll see where the hummingbirds are. Have yourself a good weekend, everybody, and thanks for listening.
Thank you, Raj. Thanks for listening to this edition of Birdwatch. Tune in next Saturday at 8 a.m. for Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral, Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road. Also by the River Lake Inn, located near Colon. Coming up next, CBS and local news, and then Around the Home with Greg Crawford on 590 WKZO. It is 8:30.
At the store. Such a bore, but it's all right if you act like a turd, 'cause I like birds.